From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Afghan intelligence agency confirms the Taliban leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. The Pakistani government says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike had already been carried out and accused the U.S. of violating its sovereignty. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke Sunday during a visit to Myanmar.
Mansour posed a continuing imminent threat to U.S. personnel in Afghanistan, to Afghan civilians, Afghan security forces, and Resolute Support Coalition members across the country.
Taliban officials have privately confirmed the death of their leader. In a news conference during a one-day visit to Myanmar, Kerry hailed the nation's transition to democracy. In a joint appearance with Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's de facto leader, the secretary urged Myanmar's new government to continue its work on implementing reforms on human rights. Aung San Suu Kyi said she welcomes the scrutiny that is inherent in the remaining sanctions.
I'm not afraid of sanctions. We'll get over this, and I'm sure that the time will come soon when the United States will know that this is no longer the time for sanctions.
Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Vietnam for a three-day visit. Mr. Obama hopes to strengthen U.S. economic and strategic ties to that country. The president plans to hold a series of high-level meetings Monday with Vietnamese officials. He hopes his trip to Vietnam and Japan will draw the U.S. closer to Asian-Pacific nations, anxious about an increasingly aggressive China. This is VOA News.